Every year, thousands of entrepreneurs chase the startup dream, convinced their idea will be the next unicorn. Yet 90% crash before reaching profitability. What separates the Facebooks from the failures? It's not luck, timing, or even brilliance. It's understanding that entrepreneurship is fundamentally about serving others, not yourself. Before you quit your job and dive into the startup world, you need to grasp a counterintuitive truth. Becoming a CEO doesn't put you at the top of a pyramid. Instead, everyone becomes your boss. Employees, customers, partners, and investors all demand your attention. This reality check matters because building a company will consume 5 to 10 years of your life. You'd better have the right reasons for starting. Two elements must align before you begin: passion and aptitude. Passion means you're compelled to solve a particular problem. Aptitude means you're qualified to solve it. Without both, you're setting yourself up for years of misery. The best startup ideas solve problems you personally experience. If you're not your own customer, you must get extraordinarily close to those who are. Answer this question honestly: why now? If your solution would have worked equally well 5 years ago or could wait 5 years, you're missing something crucial. Target small but rapidly growing markets rather than large stagnant ones. Build something a small group of users desperately loves, not something many users merely like. When customers are desperate for a solution, they'll embrace even imperfect products. Legal structures and accounting systems lack excitement, but determine whether you'll attract investment or face catastrophic lawsuits. Most successful startups incorporate as Delaware C corporations because its corporate law is predictable, investors understand the framework, and the Court of Chancery provides clear precedents. Equity allocation reveals team dynamics better than any interview. Extreme imbalances, like a 70-30 split between two active co-founders, signal trouble. Treat company formation as ground zero, ignoring prior contributions. All founders purchase stock through a stock purchase agreement, with shares vesting over 4 years with a one-year cliff. No shares vest for the first year, then 25% at 12 months, followed by monthly vesting. Maintain absolute separation between personal and company expenses from day one. Set reasonable founder salaries, typically $50,000 to $125,000 for early-stage startups, and file proper payroll taxes. When terminating employees, act swiftly. Fire promptly, communicate directly without over-explaining, pay all wages immediately, cut off access, and repurchase shares. Great founders navigate contradictions that would paralyze most people. Take coherent risks rather than reckless ones. Use data to refine your vision, not replace it. Let metrics inform your hypothesis without distracting from your mission. Balance doing work yourself versus delegating. There's no formula for when to handle tasks personally versus entrusting them to others. The same tension exists between short-term execution and long-term vision. Without long-term vision, you'll eventually find yourself lost. Yet, if you're not solving immediate problems, you're finished. When making management decisions, consider all perspectives, like when deciding whether to demote an underperforming but culturally valuable executive, weigh the impact on yourself, the executive, the team, company culture, and performance standards. Handle raise requests systematically rather than ad hoc. Without a formal process, employees learn that asking, not performance, drives compensation, encouraging constant requests and undermining those who expect recognition through results. Great founders master the art of knowing which contradictions to embrace and which to resolve. Kevin Hale's WooFoo transformed product development by treating it like dating. Their login page features an interactive dinosaur that says "rawr" on hover, while colorful themes and witty error messages create delightful moments throughout the platform. These thoughtful details build positive emotional associations without expensive marketing. Inspired by marriage psychologist John Gottman, who predicts divorce with 94% accuracy by observing 15-minute arguments, WooFoo identified four patterns in customer complaints: money issues, relationship management, performance problems, and competition concerns. They particularly avoided stonewalling, ignoring or delayed responses, the primary cause of customer churn. Wufoo implemented support-driven development, requiring developers to spend 4 to 8 hours weekly handling support tickets. One documentation redesign cut support tickets by 30% overnight. They added an emotional state dropdown where users selected feelings from confused to excited, achieving 78.1% completion and transforming technical exchanges into human conversations. This approach delivered a 29,561% return to investors, despite raising only $118,000. Peter Thiel argues that truly valuable companies are creative monopolies, not scrappy competitors. Airlines appear massive but earn razor-thin margins, while Google's market cap exceeds the entire airline industry by 4 times. Google dominates its space. Airlines compete brutally on price. Both monopolies and competitors distort their market positions. Google downplays its 66% search dominance by rebranding as a tech company competing against Apple and Amazon. Meanwhile, struggling restaurants claim uniqueness, the only British restaurant in Palo Alto, to appear more valuable. For startups, begin with small markets you can dominate before expanding. Targeting massive markets immediately guarantees excessive competition. Even Amazon started as just a bookstore. Thiel argues for being the best rather than first. Technology should be 10x better than alternatives. Microsoft, Google, and Facebook succeeded as last movers, not first in their categories, but definitive. Most value exists far in the future. When Thiel was at PayPal in 2001, 3/4 of the company's value came from projected cash flows in 2011 and beyond. Competition makes you better at what you're doing, but prevents you from asking what's truly important. Don't fight through the tiny door everyone's crowding. Go around the corner through the vast gate nobody's taking. The journey from idea to empire requires mastering distinct phases. When exploring the gaming direction that became Twitch, Emmett Shear identified broadcasters as the crucial audience because viewers follow the content. Initial user interviews should focus entirely on users and their problems, not your app. People don't know what they want, only the problems they face. Look beyond current users when analyzing feedback. Competitors' users often provide more valuable insights because your users already tolerate existing issues. Non-users represent the greatest expansion opportunity. Focus on understanding their lives, problems, and goals rather than how they might use your product. Big ideas can impede crucial initial steps. DoorDash's early team used Square for payments, Google Docs for order tracking, and Find My Friends to monitor drivers, proving that doing things that don't scale provides your biggest advantage over larger competitors. For sustainable growth, focus on retention, the combination of great products, customers, and word of mouth. Plot monthly active users against days since acquisition. A viable business shows a curve that flattens parallel to the x-axis. The magic moment occurs when users first see value. For Facebook, connecting with 10 friends in 14 days. For eBay, listing an item and getting paid. Every successful platform prioritizes connecting users to this value quickly. After achieving product market fit, shift from product development to company building. At 20-25 employees, bring in senior executives for experience and structure. Your ideal co-founder should be unflappable, tough, decisive, and creative. Co-founder conflicts kill more startups than anything else. Address tension immediately. Resist hiring quickly. Expand only when workload demands it. Airbnb spent 5 months interviewing their first employee, hiring just 2 people their first year to ensure cultural alignment. Company culture flows from founding team values. Seek team members with hard work, high integrity, low ego, creativity, and curiosity. People who want to build something great without arrogance. Your mental well-being drives company success. Shift from sprint to marathon pace. Take regular vacations. Mental fatigue breeds poor decisions. Your startup isn't just a product. It's a living organization that will outlast any single idea.